I explained about the programs. There are certain default programs which just work automatically. So if I have repeatedly visited a particular website, then you know, if I say visited newyorktimes.com, then as soon as I start N, you know, the Google autocomplete will give New York Times. Now what has happened? That is simply based on the record of what I have done in the past. So like that, based on what we have done in the past in this life or in a previous life, the mind has developed certain tendencies. And those tendencies are like our default programs. Now it is not that all default programs are necessarily bad. It's like there is a swabhava, there is a Brahman swabhava, there is a Kshatriya swabhava, there is a Vaishya swabhava, there are different swabhavas. And these are not something which we have to reject. But these are something which we have to dovetail. So, some people may be more intellectual, some people may be more managerial, that is fine. So, whatever is our nature, that doesn't mean we reject what is our nature. Rather, we are aware of it and we channel it. So, our past impressions, our past karma does create certain patterns of thinking for us. And some patterns of thinking are harmonizable with our higher purposes of life, and then we channel them. Some patterns of thinking may be unhealthy, they may be anti-devotional, they may be immoral, and those we have to fight against. But our past karma, it doesn't do one thing. It can never force us to do anything. See, the mind can only impel, it can't compel. Impel means it pushes us to do this. But we can push back. It doesn't force us to do it. So nobody can say that, so I can say because of my past karma, I'm short-tempered. But I cannot say because of my past karma, I will shout at anyone I meet. No, that short-temperedness may be there. But still, I also have the capacity to control myself. So our past karma can explain our inclinations, but it doesn't rationalize our actions. We have free will and we are expected to act responsibly according to our free will. But our past karma can help us understand what are the obstacles that I am going to face. And then we can prepare better to deal with those obstacles. Does it answer your question? So thank you very much.